All right, so I don't really think I have very much to say, but I'm recording just in case something pops into my mind. It's all stuff you've had before, right? You just got tested about the respiratory system, so this shouldn't really should be anything new, including the various definitions that you'll be using today. Well, at least most of them we've talked about. What is the big difference between a volume and a capacity? Right. Anything that's named a capacity is made up by is a sum of two or more volumes. If it's called a volume, it's just its own measurement. But volumes and capacities both have the same units. They both are volumes. That's just the capacity is just a distinction to say that you have added together several volumes. What anyone remember? For instance, what the volume is that that you cannot get out of your lungs. Right, that's the residual volume, exactly. And all the other things. Make sense of their names when you work with them today. What is the procedure called that we're doing today, or the technique overall? What is the measurement of ventilation and the various aspects of it called? Well, you were probably studying for the test, right? I noticed that no one, at least no one notified me that this PDF was defective until this morning when I tried to go on. So obviously no one even tried to look at it. Which is the only reason I didn't include questions about it, because that's probably unfair. Even though I figured no one had looked at it anyway. It's called spirometry. Spirometry is, that spire is the same thing as in respiration. But it's really ventilation that we're studying, not cellular respiration, right? We talked about all the volumes and the capacities in class. You're just going to get actual values for them today. They're also getting some values, though, for various kinds of flow. What's the difference between a flow and a volume or a capacity? I mean, just don't bother looking it up. Just in terms of common sense, what is different measurement-wise about a flow compared to a volume?
Velocity.
Yeah, it is a rate, and therefore it has a time component. Volume is just volume, but a flow is a volume per time. And that's why on that first page, I think you have an equation. I suppose I should give you some of these. You have an equation on the first page of F equals dv dt. Oh, I'll get you one more. What's the dv dt all about? It's change in volume with a change in time. And what's that notation, the dvdt notation, indicate that actually is? Well, it's equal to flow, yes, but what is dvdt an example of? It's a derivative, exactly. And so what is a derivative? It's the slope of what? In general, any derivative is the slope of what? The slope of what kind of line?
Straight.
All lines are straight. A derivative is the slope of a line that is tangent to a curve at whatever point you're interested in. Right? So, if you just draw a curve, this was one of the fundamental problems that they had to tackle. I mean, that they wanted to tackle in math. One of the two problems that led to calculus being invented. If you have just a slope, though, a curve of some sort, and you have one point you're interested in, you'd like to. Let me pick something else. You want to know what the slope of the tangent line is to that. You can easily draw the tangent line, right? And you could graphically calculate what that slope is. But the problem is, how do you do it mathematically without actually graphing it? That's one of the problems that calculus was invented for. And so notice that slope changes at any given point. It's going to have a different value of the of the tangent line slope. But that's what a derivative is. Well, if you have a line as your curve, that tangent is always the same no matter what point you're at, right? So slope is just the slope of the line. But for a curve, you don't know what it is, and it that's what dv dt equals if you are graphing what versus what? If you are graphing volume versus time, volume on the y-axis, time on the x-axis, which is exactly what your setup today does. So you'll get a curve, and if you were able to calculate that a derivative, which you could do mathematically if you just knew the equation that describes that curve, then at any point you could calculate the flow, which is the change in volume with time. You'll use the math built into the program to do that today, though. That's the difference, though. The flow has a time component, whereas volume does not. We're down to just two setups because 360, which is being done next door, is doing exactly the same thing today. I don't know what the hell they would have done if it would have been a full class, but we're not a full class, so two is fine for us. It just means, though, that we're going to have to work in two threes rather than three twos. So however you want to deal with that is fine. Just three and three. It's the same, pretty much the same setup as far as the experiment is concerned. I mean, the program is concerned. Just follow it step by step, and you should be fine. Oh, the mouthpieces are not disposable types, which is why they're being bleach watered.
I did the running one.
So they're sterilized, but rinse them. Don't put the bleach in your mouth.